ladies and gentlemen, to the Mark Colon Sports Podcast. That is right, ladies and gentlemen. It is your boy, the Mark Colon. I am here to talk about all things sports. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. It's the one, the only, the Mark Colon. I am here to the sports podcast on a Thursday afternoon. I had to check what day it was real quick. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. A lot of stuff going on. You look at the NFL, right? Major League Baseball, March Madness, the NBA, National Hockey League. You look at it all. A whole bunch of stuff. What's going on right now in the league? Should be pretty good. Should be pretty good. Should be a really good podcast. I know haven't done it in a while, but it should be good. It should be good. So, a couple things to take into consideration and to look at is with, free agency and stuff. There's a lot of moves happening. A lot of things are happening right now in the National Football League, right? Which we're gonna dive into. We're going to get a hold on early in the show because there's a lot of things happening. There's trades and things of that nature. So we'll be getting into all of that. it should be fun. It should be fun. It should be good. We're going to talk about departures. We're going to talk about the free agents that are still out there. We're also going to talk about additions as well. We're going to be talking about additions as well. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I can't wait to dive into this with you guys. This is going to be very fun. I'll be talking about all the teams. By division as well. So that should be fun. That should be good. We'll be getting into those things eventually in the show, which is very good. My voice sounds deeper than usual. I literally just woke up. I seen the time and I was like, well, I got an hour until I have to pick up my son from school. So let me just drop this pod while I'm waiting. Thank goodness for the night. So I'm gonna look at other things in the league. Gerrit Cole is out for at least a month after getting injured. That has surfaced a few days ago. Won't be missing that much time. I mean, it is the beginning of the season, so not necessarily hurting your team. He's only out for a month. So that should be interesting to keep an eye on. Look at the WNBA. I don't play until May, right? National Hockey League. You have some games today. You have the Islanders versus the Sabres at 7. Bruins versus the Canadiens at 7. Coyotes versus the Red Wings at 7. Rangers versus the Lightning at 7. Sharks versus Penguins at 7, Panthers versus Hurricanes at 7, Senators versus the Blue Jackets at 7, Maple Leafs versus the Flyers at 7:30, Devils versus the Stars at 8 o'clock, Ducks versus Wild at 8, Golden Knights versus the Flames at 9, Capitals versus the Kraken at 10 o'clock. We have that. The Blackhawks play the Kings tomorrow night. Nothing much to say about the Blackhawks right now. They're 18-43-5. They did defeat the Ducks 7-2 on Tuesday. They also defeated the Coyotes 7-4. So they're on a 2-game winning streak. Doesn't mean much. It won't mean much as the season is coming to an end in April. So we have that for the National Hockey League. We look at college football. There's not much there. You know, they're just, you know, players getting ready for the draft and things of that nature. I know there's going to be some spring football in there. There's going to be some good things, a few things out there that's going to be good to detail and to look at, right? That's going to be very good to see. So we look at that. We look at the college football ranks, right? We look at that. We look at Major League Baseball right now. They're going through spring training, which is very good as well. There's nothing wrong with that. Jericho will visit a specialist over his elbow to see, what's going to happen there, which is completely normal, obviously. There's nothing wrong with that. Hopefully it's not too serious. I know they said a month. Once he sees a specialist, that would kind of detail a little bit more of how long he could potentially be out. Hopefully, it's not that long. We're 14 days away from baseball. All right, that's good too. That's good. We have that. We have in UFC. We had UFC 299 the other night. This past weekend actually, where we've seen. Let's see. Peter Yan defeated Song Yadong by unanimous decision. Jack Della Mandela defeated Gilbert Burns by knockout. Michael Page defeated Kevin Holland by unanimous decision. Dustin Poirier defeated Benoit Saint-Denis by knockout. Sean O'Malley defeated Marlon Vera by unanimous decision. So, very good, very good. Congratulations, Sean. He had a dominant performance. He truly, from top to bottom, wire to wire, he really owned that night. So, congratulations to him. And we'll see who is next. Person will be, right? We'll see who his next fight will be, who it will be. It's going to be very interesting. There's a lot of people that want him right now, and we'll see. We'll see. I mean, right now, Sean O'Malley's living the best life of his life, right? He's the top of the world, right? He's goodness. And you know, honestly, I enjoy it. Enjoy it, because you never know if you'll have another opportunity, like this to become a champion, right? To have fun, to really enjoy yourself. So forget about the noise, forget about everything else. Just enjoy it. Enjoy it, man. I know this week we have Tuivasa versus Tybera. Tuivasa needs a win under his belt badly right now. We have UFC 300 April 13th. That should be good. Jermell Hill versus Alex Pereira. Zhang Weili versus Zianan. Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway. Charles Oliveira versus Armin. My goodness, you talk about a stacked card. It doesn't get any bigger or better than that. That should be interesting to see, though. Let's see. College basketball for men's and women's. So let's look at this. For the men's Villanova basketball team, and the Big East tournament of the first round, Villanova defeated DePaul yesterday, 58-57. They play Marquette in the quarterfinal on tonight. They play tonight at 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's something I'm definitely gonna be looking at. See if they advance. That'd be a huge win for them. So we'll see. We'll see. Men's Villanova basketball team has not been the greatest, but we'll see. We'll see. As far as the women's Villanova team, they lost to Marquette 50-48 in the quarterfinal of the Big East tournament. So sad news. But their year was kind of similar to the men's, where it was like, could be better, right? It could be better. We'll have to see. I don't think there's any, like, brackets available yet, but I that's something I can check. Oh, wait. I mean, I know we're 3 days away from Selection Sunday. So that's kind of like when it all happens and stuff like that. So yeah, nothing out there yet, but after Selection Sunday, right? You know, we're almost there. The 21st, it starts, first round starts the 21st, and then this all ends on the 8th of April. This has to be very interesting. Very, very intriguing, obviously. We'll see. We'll see what happens, right? As far as the NBA goes, last night the Bulls defeated the Pacers in overtime. DeMar DeRozan had 46 points. Pistons defeated the Raptors 113-104. Magic defeated the Nets 114-106. The Nuggets defeated the Heat 188. The Hornets defeated the Grizzlies 110-98. The Cavaliers defeated the Pelicans 116-95. The Mavericks defeated the Warriors 109-99. Trailblazers defeated the Hawks 106-102. And the Kings defeated the Lakers 120-107. All right. So that was last night. That was last night. We look at today. Bulls and Clippers play today at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. The Suns play the Celtics. This should be a pretty fun game. 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. Wizards versus Rockets at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. Sixers versus the Bucks. They play at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. That should be another fun one. The Mavericks versus the Thunder. Another fun one. They play at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. And the Knicks play the Trailblazers tonight at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. So that should be very fun. Very exciting. As far as tomorrow goes for matchup games that we should keep an eye on, let's see, nothing really pops off for Friday. Saturday, Lakers Warriors Saturday. That could be a fun one. That could be a good one. Knicks Kings can be a fun one as well. Alright. Sunday, Suns Bucks, another fun one. Nuggets Mavericks, another fun one. Hawks and the Clippers could be a fun one. That's one that could be fun. So, I mean, as we look at the standings right now in the East, Boston's 51-14, Cleveland's 42-24, Milwaukee's 42-24, Knicks are 38-27, Magic are 38-28, the Sixers are 36-29, the Pacers are 37-30, the Heat are 35-30, the Bulls are 32-34, and the Hawks are 29-36. Brooklyn Nets are fighting for a spot. The Toronto Raptors are fighting for a spot. Charlotte Hornets and the Detroit Pistons are most likely out. The Washington Wizards have already been eliminated from playoff contention. In the Western Conference, the Denver Nuggets are 46-20. The Oklahoma City Thunder are 45-20. The Minnesota Timberwolves are 45-21. The Los Angeles Clippers are 41-23. The New Orleans Pelicans are 39-36. Sacramento Kings are 38-27. The Phoenix Suns are 38-27. The Dallas Mavericks are 38-28. The Los Angeles Lakers are 36-31. The Golden State Warriors are 34-31. Houston Rockets are still fighting for a spot as they are 30-35. The Utah Jazz are still fighting for a spot as they are 28-37. The Memphis Grizzlies are 23-44. They're out of playoff contention. They will be, excuse me. Portland Trail Blazers are 19-46. They'll also potentially soon be out of playoff contention, and the San Antonio Spurs have been eliminated from the playoffs. From playoff contention, excuse me. So with that being said, as we look at this, right, Chicago, I mean, necessarily there were four games behind Philadelphia for the sixth spot, but ahead of you is Miami and Indiana. You look at the Western Conference, that one's much closer. I mean, Golden State, they're four games behind. Lakers are two. Dallas and Phoenix are tied with Sacramento right now. Houston has a very good chance, four games behind Golden State. Golden State has struggled tremendously this year. I could see a scenario where maybe Golden State doesn't make the playoffs and the Houston Rockets do. That's how different it is right now. We'll have to wait and see, right? Obviously, we'll have to wait and see what happens there. And with that whole situation. But we'll see. We will see. I'm just happy Bulls are in the play-in. I don't think anybody's going to take them away from the play-in. I know it's, Brooklyn has, they'd have to go on a crazy winning streak. I don't think Bulls make it into the playoffs. I do think maybe they'll get into, like, basically the finals of the play-in, like last year, but That'll be it. So we have that. And then the NFL, ladies and gentlemen. The NFL, the National Football League. That's right. With all the news going on about traded, you get traded. You're going to get traded or you're going to sign here. You're going to re-sign. You're going to go to a new team. We've seen a lot of that in these past few days of teams going to new teams. And it's a huge It's crazy, man. It's honestly, it's insane. I've already updated my Madden team. Like, I got Saquon on the Eagles now. CJ Gardner-Johnson back on the Eagles. Oh, man. Bryce Hoff, another one I added on there. A few pieces. But we'll see. We'll see. So let's look at this. The departures, right? The departures of the AFC. Teams in the AFC. Look at the Buffalo Bills. Kyle Allen, quarterback, running back. Damian Harris, running back. Latavius Murray, wide receiver. Gabe Davis, wide receiver. Deontay Hardy, wide receiver. Trent Sherfield, offensive lineman. Ryan Bates, center. Mitch Morse, edge rusher. Leonard Floyd, edge rusher. Shaq Lawson, defensive line. Pona Ford, defensive line. Levon Joseph, defensive lineman. Jordan Phillips, defensive lineman. Tim Settle, linebacker. Tyrell Dodson, cornerback. Dane Jackson, cornerback. Tre'Davious White, safety. Micah Hyde, safety. Jordan Poyer, defensive back. Siren Neal for the Dolphins, wide receiver. Robbie Chosen, wide receiver. Chase Claypool, wide receiver. River Craft, wide receiver. Braxton Berrios, wide receiver. Seth Wilson, tight end. Tyler Croft, offensive tackle. Kendall Lamb, offensive tackle. Isaiah Wynn, offensive guard. Robert Hunt, center. Connor Williams, edge. Justin Houston, edge. Melvin Ingram, edge. Emmanuel Ogba, edge. Andrew Van Ginkle, defensive lineman. Raekwon Davis, defensive lineman. Deshaun Hand, defensive lineman. Christian Wilkins, linebacker. Jerome Baker, cornerback. Eli Apple, cornerback. Justin Beto, cornerback. Xavier Howard, safety. Deshaun Elliott, safety. Brandon Jones, punter. Jake Bailey. For the New England Patriots, quarterback Mac Jones, running back Ezekiel Elliott, wide receiver Devontae Parker, tight end Fajero, Brown, tight end Mike Gesicki, offensive tackle Trent Brown, offensive tackle Riley Reiff, defensive lineman Lawrence Guy, Lawrence Guy, Jesus, I am mixing either old players' last names or current players that have the same first names, which is absolutely insane. Linebacker Chris Board, linebacker Mac Wilson, cornerback Miles Bryant, cornerback J.C. Jackson, cornerback Jalen Mills, safety Adrian Phillips, special teams Matthew Slater, who retired. For the New York Jets, quarterback Brett Rypien, quarterback Trevor Siemian, wide receiver Randall Cobb, tight end C.J. Uzama, offensive tackle Mekhi Becton, offensive tackle Dwayne Brown, offensive tackle Billy Turner, center Connor McGovern, edge Bryce Huff, edge Carl Lawson, edge Solomon Thomas, defensive lineman Quentin Jefferson, defensive lineman Al Woods, cornerback Bryce Hall, safety Chuck Clark, safety Ashton Davis, safety Jordan Whitehead, right? And then we look at the AFC North, the Baltimore Ravens, quarterback Tyler Huntley, running back Dalvin Cook, running back J.K. Dobbins, running back Gus Edwards, running back Melvin Gordon, wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., wide receiver Devin Duvernay, wide receiver Laquon Treadwell, offensive tackle Morgan Moses, offensive guard John Simpson, offensive guard Kevin Seitzler, center Sam Mustifer, sorry about that, edge Jadeveon Clowney, edge Calvin Noy, linebacker Tyus Bowser, linebacker Delshawn Phillips, linebacker Patrick Queen, cornerback Ronald Darby, cornerback Arthur Mollett, cornerback Rockyson, safety Geno Stone, safety Daryl Worley, long snapper Tyler Ott. For the Cincinnati Bengals, quarterback A.J. McCarron, running back Joe Mixon, wide receiver Tyler Boyd, wide receiver Trent Irwin, tight end Tanner Hudson, tight end Irv Smith, tight end Mitchell Wilcox, offensive tackle Jonah Williams, defensive lineman DJ Reader, defensive lineman Joe Tupou, cornerback Chidobe Ozie, and safety Nick Scott. And also, I know Tyler Boyd's a free agent. T. Higgins also is requesting a trade from the Bengals. So, I believe he was franchise tagged, and he was just like, yeah, I want to trade. So, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. Because Bengals might be short on the offensive side. No Joe Mixon, right? You're not, so far Tyler Boyd isn't coming back. T. Higgins might be leaving, right? As far as the Cleveland Browns go, Jeff Driskel, quarterback Joe Flacco, quarterback P.J. Walker, running back Kareem Hunt, wide receiver Marquise Goodwin, tight end Harrison Bryant, offensive tackle Jerron Christian, center Nick Harris, defensive lineman Jordan Elliott, defensive lineman Shelby Harris, defensive lineman Maurice Hurst, linebacker Sion Takitaki, linebacker Anthony Walker, cornerback Mike Ford, safety Daron Harmon, safety Rodney McLeod Jr., and punter Corey Borquez. Excuse me. For the Pittsburgh Steelers, Mason Rudolph, quarterback Mitchell Trubisky, wide receiver, Miles Boykin, wide receiver Deontay Johnson, wide receiver Allen Robinson, offensive tackle Chukwuma Okafor, center Mason Cole, edge Marcus Golden, defensive lineman Montrevious Adams, defensive lineman Armin Watts, linebacker Kawan Alexander, linebacker Mikel Walker, cornerback Patrick Peterson, cornerback Tadon Solvian, cornerback Levy Wallace, safety Canoe Neal, punter Presley Harvin III, in the AFC South, running back Devin Singletary, wide receiver Noah Brown, offensive tackle George Fant, offensive tackle Charlie Heck, offensive tackle Josh Jones, offensive guard Michael Dieter, edge rusher Derek Barnett, edge rusher Jonathan Greenard, edge rusher Jerry Hughes, defensive tackle Malik O'Collins, defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins, defensive tackle T.R. Tart, linebacker Blake Cashman, Denzel Perryman, cornerback Steven Nelson, cornerback Taviri Thomas, safety Adrian Amos, safety DeAndre Houston Carson, safety Kareem Jackson, punter Cameron Johnston. For the Indianapolis Colts, quarterback Gardner Minshew, running back Zach Moss, wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie, edge rusher Jake Martin, defensive lineman Tavian Bryan, safety Julian Blackman, safety Ronnie Harrison. For the Jacksonville Jaguars, wide receiver Jamal Agnew, wide receiver Calvin Ridley, center Tyler Shatley, edge rusher Kalon Chassion, edge rusher Dewan Smoot, defensive tackle Foley Fatukasi, defensive lineman Angelo Blackson, cornerback Trey Herndon, cornerback Darius Williams, safety Rashawn Jenkins, kicker Brandon McManus. So that's what we have there. For the Tennessee Titans, quarterback Ryan Tannehill, running back Derrick Henry, wide receiver Chris Moore, tight end Trevon Wesco, offensive tackle Chris Hubbard, offensive guard Calvin Throckmorton, center Aaron Brewer, defensive lineman Danico Autry, defensive lineman Jaleel Johnson, defensive lineman Kyle Pecco, linebacker Aziz Al-Shaair, cornerback Christian Fulton, cornerback Sean Murphy Bunting, safety Terrell Edmonds, and safety Kevon Wallace. And the AFC West with the Broncos, quarterback Russell Wilson, wide receiver Jerry Jeudy, offensive tackle Cameron Fleming, center Lloyd Cushenberry, defensive lineman Mike Purcell, linebacker Josie Jewell, cornerback Fabian Moreau, and safety Justin Simmons. With the Kansas City Chiefs, quarterback Blaine Gabbert, running back Jared McKinnon, running back Clyde Edwards-Helaire, wide receiver Mecole Hardman, wide receiver Richie James, wide receiver Marquez Valdez-Scantling, tight end Blake Bell, offensive tackle Donovan Smith, center Nick Algoretti, edge rusher Michael Dana, defensive lineman Derek Nnadi, defensive lineman Tershawn Wharton, linebacker Willie Gay Jr., safety Mike Edwards, long snapper James Winchester, and punter Tommy Townsend. For the Raiders, quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo, quarterback Brian Hoyer, running back Brandon Bolden, running back Josh Jacobs, fullback Jacob Johnson, wide receiver DeAndre Carter, wide receiver Hunter Renfro, tight end Austin Hooper, offensive tackle Jermaine Ulamanor, offensive guard Greg Van Rotten, defensive tackle Jerry Tillery, defensive lineman Adam Butler, defensive lineman John Jenkins, defensive lineman Bilal, Nichols, and cornerback Amik Robertson. For the Chargers, quarterback Easton Stick, running back Austin Eckler, running back Joshua Kelly, wide receiver Alex Erickson, wide receiver Jalen Guyton, wide receiver Mike Williams, tight end Gerald Everett, tight end Nick Vanek, center Will Clapp, edge Justin Hollins, defensive lineman Austin Johnson, defensive lineman, Nick Williams, linebacker Eric Kendricks, linebacker Kenneth Murray, cornerback Asang Basie, cornerback Michael Davis, safety Jalen Hawkins, and safety Dean Marlowe. Right. In the NFC North, you have quarterback Nathan Peterman, running back Deontay Foreman, wide receiver Darnell Mooney, wide receiver Equanimeous St. Brown, tight end Mercedes Lewis, tight end Robert Tonyan, offensive guard Dan Feeney, center Lucas Patrick, offensive lineman Cody Whitehair, edge rusher Yannick Ngakoue, edge rusher Rasheem Green, defensive lineman Justin Jones, and safety Eddie Jackson. For the Detroit Lions, Teddy Bridgewater, quarterback, retiring. wide receiver Donovan Peoples-Jones, wide receiver Josh Reynolds, offensive tackle Matt Nelson, offensive tackle Dan Skipper, offensive guard Jonah Jackson, offensive guard Vitae, that's what I'm going to say, edge rusher Charles Harris, edge rusher Romeo Okwara, defensive lineman Tyson Alualu. It's okay. Cornerback C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Cornerback Kendall Vildor. Safety Will Harris. Safety Tracy Walker III. Long snapper Jake McQuade. For the Packers, running back A.J. Dillon. Running back Aaron Jones. Tight end Josiah DeGuara. Offensive tackle David Bakhtiari. Offensive tackle Yosh Nijman. Offensive guard John Runyon. Linebacker Devondre Campbell. Safety Jonathan Owens. Safety Rudy Ford. And safety Darnell Savage. Excuse me. For the Minnesota Vikings, quarterback Kirk Cousins. Quarterback Joshua Dobbs. Running back Alexander Mattison, wide receiver KJ Osborne, offensive guard Dalton Risner, center Austin Slotman, edge rusher Marcus Davenport, edge rusher Daniel Hunter, edge rusher DJ Wanom, defensive lineman Sheldon Day, defensive lineman Dean Lowry, linebacker Anthony Barr, linebacker Jordan Hicks, and the kicker Greg Joseph. Right, we look at the NFC South. Quarterback Desmond Ridder, fullback Keith Smith, wide receiver Matt Collins, wide receiver Van Jefferson, wide receiver Scott Miller, wide receiver Cordell Patterson, tight end McCole Pruitt, tight end Jonnu Smith, offensive tackle Storm Norton, edge rusher Bud Dupree, edge rusher Contavious Street, defensive lineman Calais Campbell, defensive lineman Albert Huggins, cornerback Trey Flowers, and cornerback Jeff Okuda. For the Carolina Panthers, wide receiver DJ Chark, wide receiver Laviska Shenault Jr., tight end Hayden Hurst, offensive guard Gabe Jackson, center Bradley Bozeman, edge rusher Gutur Gross Matos, edge rusher Marquise Haynes, linebacker Camus Grudger Hill, linebacker Frankie Love, linebacker Deion Jones, edge rusher Brian Burns, defensive lineman Deshaun Williams, cornerback Shaquille Griffin, cornerback C.J. Henderson, cornerback Dante Jackson, safety Von Bell, safety Jeremy Chin, and safety Sam Franklin. For the New Orleans Saints, quarterback Jameis Winston, wide receiver Keith Kirkwood, wide receiver Michael Thomas, tight end Jimmy Graham, offensive tackle Cameron Irving, offensive tackle Andreas Pete, offensive guard Max Garcia, defensive lineman Malcolm Roach, linebacker Zach Bond, cornerback Lonnie Johnson, cornerback Isaac Yedam, safety Jonathan Abram, former Raider there, one of my faves from Alabama, safety Marcus May, and defensive back Ugo Amadai. For the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, offensive guard Matt Feeler, offensive guard Aaron Stinney, center Ryan Jensen, retired, edge rusher Shaq Barrett, linebacker Devin White, defensive lineman William Golston, cornerback Carlton Davis, safety Ryan Neal, and long snapper Zach Triner. In the NFC West, wide receiver Marquise Brown, wide receiver Rondale Moore, tight end Geoff Swam, offensive lineman DJ Humphreys, defensive lineman Leaky Fotu, linebacker Josh Woods, and cornerback Antonio Hamilton. For the Los Angeles Rams, quarterback Carson Wentz, running back Royce Freeman, tight end Bryson Hopkins, center Brian Allen, center Coleman Shelton, linebacker Troy Reader, cornerback Akelio Witherspoon, safety Jordan Fuller, safety John Johnson, and kicker Brett Maher. For the San Francisco 49ers, Sam Darnold, quarterback, wide receiver Chris Conley, wide receiver Ray-Ray McCloud, tight end Ross Dwelly, tight end Charlie Warner, offensive guard Ben Bartsch, offensive guard John Feliciano, edge rusher Clement Farrell, edge rusher Randy Gregory, edge rusher Chase Young, defensive lineman Eric Armstead, defensive lineman Kevin Givens, defensive lineman Sebastian Joseph Day, defensive lineman Javon Kinlaw, linebacker Oren Burks, linebacker Demetrius Flanagan, Fowles, cornerback Isaiah Oliver, safety Logan Ryan, and safety Tashaun Gibson. For the Seattle Seahawks, excuse me. quarterback Drew Locke, running back DJ Dallas, tight end Will Disley, tight end Kobe Parkinson, offensive tackle Jason Peters, offensive guard Phil Haynes, offensive guard Damian Lewis, center Evan Brown, defensive lineman Mario Edwards, linebacker Nick Bellore, linebacker Jordan Brooks, linebacker Devin Bush, linebacker Bobby Wagner, cornerback Artie Burns, safety Jamal Adams, and safety Quandre Diggs. All right, that's what we have there. And then for the NFC East edition, the Dallas Cowboys running back Rico Dowdle, running back Tony Pollard, offensive tackle Chuma Edoga, offensive tackle Tyron Smith, center edge rusher Dorrance Armstrong, edge rusher Dante Fowler Jr., defensive tackle Neville Gallimore, defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins, cornerback Stephon Gilmore, cornerback, Jordan Lewis, and safety Jerron Kearse. For the New York Football Giants, quarterback Tyrod Taylor, running back Saquon Barkley, running back Matt Breida, wide receiver Paris Campbell, wide receiver Sterling Shepard, offensive tackle Matt Peart, offensive guard Ben Bredesen, offensive guard Tyree Phillips, offensive guard Justin Pugh, edge rusher Jihad Ward, defensive lineman Ashawn Robinson, linebacker Isaiah Simmons, cornerback Darnay Holmes, cornerback Adoree Jackson, safety Xavier McKinney, long snapper Casey Kreator, and kicker Randy Bullock. For the Washington Commanders, quarterback Jacoby Brissett, running back Antonio Gibson, fullback Alex Arma, wide receiver Jamison Crowder, wide receiver Byron Pringle, wide receiver Curtis Samuel, tight end Logan Thomas, offensive tackle Charles Leno Jr., offensive tackle Cornelius Lucas, offensive guard Sadiq Charles, center Nick Gates, center Tyler Larson, edge rusher Effie Obada, edge rusher James Smith Williams, edge rusher Casey Tuhill, defensive lineman Abdullah Anderson, linebacker Cody Barton, linebacker Kaliki Hudson, linebacker David Mayo, cornerback Kendall Fuller, safety Terrell Burgess, safety Cameron Curl, and kicker Joey Sly. For the Philadelphia Eagles, quarterback Marcus Mariota, running back Rashad Penny, running back Boston Scott, running back DeAndre Swift, wide receiver Julio Jones, wide receiver Quez Watkins, wide receiver Olamide Zaccheaus, offensive tackle Jack Driscoll, offensive guard Sua Opeta, center Jason Kelsey retired, defensive lineman Fletcher Cox retired, Zach Cunningham linebacker Shaquille Leonard, linebacker Nicholas Morrow, cornerback Avante Maddox, cornerback Bradley Roby, safety Kevin Byard, and safety Justin Evans. So those are the departures from all the teams in this offseason, in this free agency. And I know it took me more than 20 minutes, but people, those are a lot of names and those are a lot of players. Now, if you thought that was long, wait till I get to the additions, people. When I get to the additions, then you can criticize, okay? Then you can criticize me, all right? But this is going to be a long list. Some teams made many moves, like the Eagles and the Packers, and, you know, you got the Titans and the Texans. But then you have other teams, people, that they just have done squat. So that's going to be very interesting to talk about. You know, there was a lot of key moves there. Free agency, and you see guys go, or guys that get re-signed, you're like, good for them. But then guys that have gotten let go, you're like, wow, this is crazy. It's being reported that former Chargers star wide receiver Mike Williams will sign with the Kansas City Chiefs. So, that's going to be interesting. That's going to be interesting to see. There's not really... It really hasn't been breaking. The Dolphins are signing for free agent cornerback Kendall Fuller to a 2-year deal. There's really not much out there right now. I'm assuming there will be soon. Eventually, there'll be some news out there. But as of right now, there's really nothing. There hasn't been many moves. It's kind of died down a bit. Like later in the day yesterday, and then today it's been different. So we'll have to wait and see, right? What happens with everything, and it should be interesting. It should. In my opinion, I think it will. I think it'll be very good, especially for the league. Chiefs star Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, they are opening a new steakhouse in Kansas City. Congratulations to them. Definitely, you know, that's huge. That is huge. But let's get into the signings, ladies and gentlemen. Let's get into the signings, people. Come on. So we'll start with the Buffalo Bills. Mitchell Trubisky going back to the Buffalo, signing a 2-year, $5.25 million deal. That's worth up to $8.45 million and includes $2.7 million guaranteed. Offensive tackle Deion Dawkins agreed to a 3-year deal, $60.5 million extension, as he was entering the final year of his contract. Offensive guard David Edwards agreed to a 2-year extension. AJ Espenza is re-signing on a 2-year deal worth up to $20 million. Defensive tackle Daquan Jones is re-signing on a 2-year $16 million deal with $10.5 million fully guaranteed and a max of $18 million. Linebacker
Former Eagle Nicholas Morrow agreed to terms on a one-year deal. Cornerback Cam Lewis re-signed to a two-year deal. Safety Taylor Rapp re-signed to a three-year contract. The Miami Dolphins running back Salvin Ahmed, he re-signed with the Dolphins. Janu Smith signed a two-year, $10 million deal. Offensive lineman Robert Jones re-signed with the Dolphins. Center Aaron Brewer signing a three-year contract worth $21 million. Defensive lineman Neville Gallimore is signing a free agent deal. Edge rusher Shaq Barrett agreed to a one-year contract worth up to $9 million. Linebacker Jordan Brooks signed a three-year, $30 million contract. Linebacker Anthony Walker agreed to a one-year deal. Cornerback Nick Needham re-signed on a free agent deal. And safety Jordan Poyer is signing on a one-year deal. Defensive back Saron Neal signed a one-year contract. And Jake Bailey, the punter, re-signed with the Dolphins. So those are some things to look at. One second, people. Let me fix this real quick. Those were the Buffalo Bills and their moves. That's what they were able to do. So we have that. Also, Matt Collins signed a free agent deal. Curtis Samuel was signing a three-year, $30 million contract. Cam Lewis re-signed on a two-year deal. For the Dolphins, we'll go back to the Dolphins now. The Patriots, excuse me. There were some things I missed with the Bills, so my apologies. But with the Patriots, Jacoby Brissett agreed to terms on a one-year contract that's worth $8 million. Another quarterback, Nathan Rourke, re-signed with the Patriots. Running back Antonio Gibson signed a three-year, $11.25 million deal that includes $5.3 million fully guaranteed. Wide receiver Kendrick Bourne re-signed to a three-year, $19.5 million deal that has a max value of $33 million. Bourne's contract includes $5.5 million in receptions and receiving yard incentives in 2024 and up to $4 million in similar incentives in each of the following two seasons. He is also able to earn $850,000 in per-game roster bonuses each year. Wide receiver Jalen Reagor re-signed to a one-year deal worth nearly $1.3 million with $442,500 guaranteed. Tight end Hunter Henry re-signed to a three-year deal, $27 million deal that has a max value of $30 million. Tight end Austin Hooper signed a one-year deal worth up to $4.25 million. Offensive lineman Tyrone Wheatley Jr. re-signed with the Patriots. Offensive tackle Chukwuma Okafor signed a free agent deal. Offensive tackle re-signed on a three-year, $57 million deal that includes $38 million guaranteed and a $22.5 million signing bonus. Edge rusher Anfernee Jennings re-signing on a three-year, $12 million deal with a max value of $24 million. Edge rusher Josh Uche re-signed to a one-year, $3 million deal that has a max value of $8 million. Linebacker Christian Ellis re-signed with the Patriots. Linebacker Sion Takitaki signed a two-year deal, $6.5 million deal that can be worth up to $10 million with some likely to be earned incentives. Safety Kyle Duggar received the transition tag, which will pay him $13.8 million for the 2024 season. Now we look at the Jets. And we have Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor signed a two-year deal worth up to $18 million. Offensive tackle Morgan Moses acquired in a trade with the Baltimore Ravens along with the 2024 fourth-round pick, number 135, in exchange for 2024 fourth- and sixth-round picks, numbers 113 and 218. Offensive lineman John Simpson signing a two-year deal worth up to $18 million. Defensive lineman Leaky Fultu signed a free agent contract. Defensive lineman Javon Kinlaw signed a free agent deal. Cornerback Isaiah Oliver signed a one-year deal. Kicker Greg Zuerlein re-signing on a two-year $8.4 million deal. And the punter Thomas Morstead re-signed on a two-year deal. So that's what we have going on there. In the AFC North with the Baltimore Ravens, quarterback Josh Johnson signed on a one-year deal. Running back Derrick Henry signed a two-year $16 million contract that has a max value of $20 million and includes $9 million guaranteed. Wide receiver Nelson Agholor signed a one-year extension. Defensive lineman Justin Madubuike re-signed on a four-year $98 million contract that includes $75.5 million guaranteed. Madubuike initially received the non-exclusive franchise tag. Defensive lineman Brent Urban re-signed on a one-year deal. Linebacker Malik Harrison re-signed with the Ravens. Cincinnati Bengals Zach Moss, running back, signed a two-year deal, $8 million contract that includes $4.525 million in year one. Wide receiver T. Higgins received the non-exclusive franchise tag that will pay him around $21.8 million for the 2024 season, even though he has requested a trade. Tight end Mike Gesicki signed a one-year deal worth up to $3.25 million. Tight end Drew Sample re-signed to a three-year $10.5 million extension, which will pay him $4.9 million in 2024. Offensive guard Cody Ford re-signed to a one-year deal. Defensive tackle Sheldon Rankins agreed to terms on a two-year deal, $26 million deal. Linebacker Akeem Davis Gaither re-signed on a one-year deal. Safety Von Bell signing a one-year deal. And safety Geno Stone signed a two-year $15 million deal that includes a $6 million signing bonus. Cleveland Browns, Jameis Winston, quarterback, signing a one-year deal with a base value of $4 million and a max value of $8.7 million. Wide receiver Jerry Jeudy acquired in a trade with the Broncos in exchange for a 2024 fifth and sixth round picks, numbers 136 and 203. Tight end Adam Trautman re-signed to a free agent deal. Offensive guard Michael Dunn re-signed to a free agent deal as well. Edge rusher Za'Darius Smith re-signed to a two-year $23.5 million deal that has a max value of $25 million. Defensive lineman Shelby Harris re-signed to a free agent deal. And Jordan Hicks signed a free agent deal as well. Congratulations, former Eagle Jordan Hicks, going to a great team. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Russell Wilson, agreed to terms with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Linebacker Patrick Queen agreed to a three-year $41 million deal. Cornerback Dante Johnson acquired in a trade with the Carolina Panthers, along with the 2024 sixth-round pick, number 178, in exchange for wide receiver Deontay Johnson and a 2024 seventh-round pick, number 240. Long snapper Christian Kuntz re-signed on a three-year deal. In the AFC South, the Texans running back Joe Mixon acquired in a trade with the Cincinnati Bengals in exchange for a seventh round pick, number 224. Tight end Dalton Schultz re-signed to a three-year $36 million deal that includes $23.5 million fully guaranteed at signing. Defensive lineman Danico Autry signing a two-year $20 million deal that includes $10.5 million guaranteed. Defensive lineman Tim Settle agreed to a two-year contract worth up to $7 million. Edge rusher Danielle Hunter signed a two-year $49 million deal that has a max value of $51 million and includes $48 million fully guaranteed. Linebacker Azeez Al-Shaair signing a 3-year, $34 million deal. Cornerback Mike Ford agreed to a 2-year deal worth up to $4.5 million. Cornerback Lonnie Johnson signing a 1-year deal contract. Cornerback Desmond King II re-signed with the Texans. Cornerback Jeff Okuda signing a 1-year deal, $4.25 million deal that's worth up to $6 million and includes $2.5 million guaranteed. Safety Eric Murray re-signed with the Texans. Kamai Fairbairn, the kicker, re-signed on a 3-year $15.9 million extension. The Indianapolis Colts signed quarterback Joe Flacco, signing a 1-year deal worth up to $8.7 million with $4.5 million guaranteed. Running back Trey Sermon, former Eagle, signed a free agent deal with the Colts. Wide receiver Michael Pittman signed a 3-year $70 million deal, max value of $71.5 million with $46 million guaranteed. Pittman initially received the non-exclusive franchise tag. Edge rusher Tyquan Lewis re-signed on a free agent deal. The defensive end Jannard Avery, another former Eagle, re-signed to a free agent deal. Defensive tackle Grover Stewart re-signed on a 3-year deal. Linebacker Zaire Franklin signed a 3-year deal, $31.26 million extension. Quarterback Kenny Moore II re-signed on a 3-year deal, $30 million deal. Safety Ronnie Harrison re-signed to a new deal. Punter Rigoberto Sanchez re-signed with the Colts. Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback Mac Jones acquired in a trade with the Patriots in exchange for a 2024 sixth-round pick, number 193. Running back Ernest Johnson re-signed on a free agent deal. Wide receiver Gabe Davis signed a 3-year, $39 million deal that has the max value of $50 million. Wide receiver Devin Duvernay signed a free agent deal. Offensive lineman Blake Hance signed an extension. Offensive guard Ezra Cleveland signed a 3-year deal worth $28.5 million that includes $14.5 million guaranteed. Center Mitch Moore signed a 2-year deal that's worth $10.5 million deal with $7 million guaranteed. Edge rusher Josh Allen received the non-exclusive tag, which will pay him $24 million for the 2024 season. Defensive lineman Eric Armstead is signing a 3-year deal with a max value of $51 million. Cornerback Ronald Darby signed a free agent deal. And safety Darnell Savage signed a 3-year deal. For the Tennessee Titans, they've made a lot of moves. Quarterback Mason Rudolph is signing a 1-year deal with a base value of $2.87 million and a max of $3.62. Running back Tony Pollard signed a 3-year, $24 million contract. Wide receiver Calvin Ridley signing a 4-year, $92 million contract that includes $50 million fully guaranteed. Wide receiver Nick Westbrook Akin is re-signing on a 1-year deal. Center Lloyd Cushenberry signed a 4-year, $50 million deal that includes $26 million fully guaranteed and a signing bonus worth more than $18 million. Linebacker Kenneth Murray signed a 2-year, $15.5 million contract that has a max value of $18 million. Cornerback Chidobe Awuzie signed a 3-year, $36 million deal that includes $23 million guaranteed. Kicker Nick Folk is signing a 1-year deal, $3.755 million deal that's worth up to $4.13 million. Long snapper Morgan Cox agreed to terms on a 1-year deal. We look at the AFC West now. Denver Broncos fullback Michael Burton re-signed on a 1-year deal. Wide receiver LoJordan Humphrey re-signed to a 1-year contract. Defensive lineman Malcolm Roach signed a 2-year deal worth up to $8 million. Safety Brandon Jones signed a 3-year deal. Safety P.J. Locke re-signed to a 2-year, $7 million deal that has a max value of $9 million. And kicker Will Lutz re-signed in Denver after initially planning to sign with the Jaguars. The Kansas City Chiefs tight end Irv Smith is signing a one-year deal. Defensive lineman Chris Jones re-signed to a five-year, $158.75 million contract with $101 million in guarantees. Linebacker Drew Tranquill is re-signing on a three-year, $19 million contract that includes $13 million fully guaranteed. Cornerback Lejarius Sneed received the non-exclusive franchise tag, which is worth $19.8 million for the 2024 season. Defensive back Deion Bush re-signed on a free agent deal, and punter Matt Areza signed a deal for the league minimum. Las Vegas Raiders, they signed quarterback Gardner Minshew on a two-year, $25 million deal that includes $15 million fully guaranteed. Running back Amir Abdul re-signed with the Raiders. Center Andre James re-signing on a three-year, $24 million contract that includes $16 million guaranteed. And defensive lineman Christian Wilkins signed a four-year, $110 million contract that includes $84.75 million guaranteed. Those Los Angeles Chargers signed running back Gus Edwards to a two-year deal, $6.5 million contract that includes a $3.375 million in guarantees. Tight end Will Disley signed a three-year contract, $14 million deal that includes $10 million fully guaranteed. Tight end Hayden Hurst is signing a free agent deal with the Chargers. And safety Aloy Gilman is re-signing on a two-year deal, $11 million deal. All right, so we look at that. We go to the NFC North, where the Chicago Bears quarterback Brett Rypien agreed to a one-year contract. Running back DeAndre Swift, former Eagle, signed a three-year, $24 million deal. Center Coleman Shelton agreed to a one-year deal. Offensive lineman Ryan Bates acquired in a trade with the Bills in exchange for a 2024 fifth-round pick, number 144. Offensive lineman Matt Pryor agreed to a one-year contract. Tight end Gerald Everett is signing a two-year, $12 million deal with $6.06 million guaranteed. Linebacker Amen, that's what I'm going to say, is signing a one-year, $2.1 million deal that has a max value of $2.5 million. Cornerback Jalen Johnson is re-signing to a four-year, $76 million contract. Johnson initially received the non-exclusive franchise tag. Safety Kevin Byard signed a two-year, $15 million contract. Safety Jonathan Owens agreed to terms on a two-year deal. And long snapper Patrick Scales re-signed on a one-year contract that includes more than $1 million guaranteed. Bears did some good moves as well in free agency so far. For the Detroit Lions, offensive guard Graham Glasgow signed a three-year, $20 million extension with $9.5 million in guarantees. Offensive tackle Dan Skipper signed a free agent deal. Edge rusher Marcus Davenport signed a one-year deal. Defensive lineman DJ Reader agreed to a two-year deal worth up to $27.25 million with $9 million guaranteed. Linebacker Jalen Reeves-Maben agreed to a two-year extension worth up to $8 million, including $5.245 million guaranteed. Cornerback Carlton Davis acquired in a trade with the Buccaneers, along with the six-round picks in 2024 number 201 and the 2025th. In exchange for a 2024 third-round pick, number 92. Cornerback Emmanuel Mosley re-signed on a free agent deal, and cornerback Amik Robertson signed a two-year, $9.25 million deal that's worth up to $10.75 million. Kicker Michael Bagley re-signed on a one-year deal. So Lions are another one. They're very impressive. They buffed up that defense. That's something to look out for. Big things could be coming for that team, as they made some moves. So that's pretty impressive. The Green Bay Packers, right? The Green Bay Packers. AJ Dillon is expected to re-sign with the Packers. Running back Josh Jacobs signed a four-year, $48 million deal that includes a $12.5 million signing bonus and a total of $14.8 million in year one. Tight end Tyler Davis re-signed with the Packers. Cornerback. Sorry about that, guys. Cornerback Corey Ballantyne re-signed with the Packers. Cornerback and return man Kayshon Nixon re-signing on a 3-year $18 million deal with a max value of $19.2 million. Safety Xavier McKinney signing a 4-year deal worth up to $68 million, including $25 million in year one. So the Packers did do some good things too. They still have a little bit more work to go. The Minnesota Vikings quarterback, Sam Darnold, is signing a 1-year contract that includes a $8.7 million guaranteed and has a max value of $10 million. Running back Aaron Jones agreed to a 1-year deal that's worth up to $7 million. Wide receiver Brandon Powell re-signed on a 1-year deal, $2 million deal with a max of $2.7 million. Wide receiver Trent Sherfield signing a free agent deal. Tight end Johnny Munt re-signed with the Vikings. Offensive tackle David Quessenberry re-signed with the Vikings. Edge rusher Jonathan Grignard signing a 4-year $76 million contract. Edge rusher Andrew Van Ginkle signing a 2-year contract. Defensive tackle Jerry Tillery signing a 1-year deal worth up to $3.7 million. Defensive lineman Jonathan Bullard re-signing with the Vikings. Linebacker Blake Cashman signing a 3-year contract worth up to $25.5 million. And kicker John Parker Romo signing with the Vikings. All right, we look at the NFC South now. I mean, Vikings, they've made a whole bunch of moves too. You could say this could be enough. This could be what they needed. That's something we would have to wait and see. That's something we would absolutely have to wait and see. I mean, it could. It could. We'll have to just wait and see, people. The Falcons. Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins signed a 4-year $180 million contract that includes a $50 million signing bonus. Cousins receives $100 million guaranteed, including $90 million in 2024 and 25, and another $10 million in 26. Wide receiver Ray-Ray McCloud is signing a 2-year contract worth up to $6 million. Wide receiver Kadarius Hodge re-signed with the Falcons. Wide receiver Darnell Mooney is signing a 3-year contract that's worth $39 million with $26 million fully guaranteed. Wide receiver Rondell Moore acquired in a trade with the Arizona Cardinals in exchange for quarterback Desmond Ridder. Tight end Charlie Warner signed a 3-year contract. The offensive tackle Storm Norton re-signed on a free agent deal. And long snapper Liam McCullough re-signed with the Falcons. For the Carolina Panthers, offensive guard Robert Hunt signing a 5-year, $100 million deal that includes a $26.5 million signing bonus. Offensive guard Damian Lewis signing a 4-year, $53 million contract with $26.2 million fully guaranteed. Wide receiver Deontay Johnson acquired from the Pittsburgh Steelers with the 2024 seventh-round pick, number 240. In exchange for a cornerback, Dante Johnson, and a 2024 sixth-round pick, number 178. Defensive tackle Ashawn Robinson agreed to terms on a 3-year deal, $22.5 million deal. Edge rusher DJ Wonnum signing a 2-year, $14.5 million contract. Linebacker Josie Jewell signed a 3-year deal worth $22.75 million that includes a $7 million signing bonus and $10 million fully guaranteed. Cornerback Troy Hill re-signed on a 1-year deal. Cornerback Dane Jackson signing a 2-year deal worth up to $14.5 million. Long snapper JJ Jansen re-signing on a 1-year deal. The New Orleans Saints linebacker Demario Davis agreed to a new 2-year deal. Davis was entering the final year of his contract. Linebacker Willie Gay Jr. agreed to a 1-year deal worth a max value of $5 million. Safety Tyrann Mathieu signed a new 2-year contract. Signed a new 2-year contract worth $13.75 million with $10 million fully guaranteed. The contract, which includes 3 voidable years to reduce his 2024 cap number by $6.5 million, includes a $5 million signing bonus and a $1.5 million base salary for the 2024 season, plus a $1 million guaranteed roster bonus and a $6.25 million salary in 2025. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, quarterback Baker Mayfield re-signed to a 3-year, $100 million deal that includes $30 million fully guaranteed in year one and has a max value of $115 million. Mayfield also receives $10 million fully guaranteed in year two plus $10 million guaranteed for injury in 2025, which becomes fully vested next season. Running back Chase Edmonds re-signed to a 1-year deal. Wide receiver Mike Evans re-signed and a 2-year deal, $52 million deal. Defensive lineman Greg Gaines re-signed with the Buccaneers. Linebacker Lavonte David is re-signing on a 1-year deal worth up to $10 million. Safety Jordan Whitehead signed a 2-year, $9 million deal that has a max value of $10.5 million. Safety Antoine Winfield Jr. received a non-exclusive franchise tag, and the kicker Chase McLaughlin re-signed to a 3-year, $12.3 million deal. And the NFC West, which is the last one before we hit the East, the Arizona Cardinals quarterback Desmond Ridder acquired in a trade with the Atlanta Falcons for wide receiver Rondale Moore. Running back DJ Dallas signed a 3-year, $8.25 million contract that includes $2.395 million guaranteed and has a max value of $10.5 million. Offensive lineman Keith Ishmael re-signing on a 1-year deal. Offensive guard Tristan Colon re-signing on a 1-year deal, $1.75 million contract that includes $450,000 guaranteed and has a max value of $2 million. Offensive guard Elijah Wilkinson re-signed on a 1-year deal. Offensive tackle Jonah Williams signed a 2-year, $30 million contract. Defensive lineman Justin Jones signed a 3-year, $30 million deal that includes $19.75 million guaranteed. Defensive lineman Bilal Nichols signed a 3-year deal. Linebacker Cris Barnes re-signed to a 1-year deal. Linebacker Mac Wilson signed a 3-year deal, $12.75 million contract. That's worth up to $15 million. Cornerback Sean Murphy Bunting signed a 3-year, $25.5 million deal. That includes $17.5 million guaranteed. Long snapper Aaron Brewer re-signed to a 1-year deal. Punter Blake Gilligan re-signed to a 2-year deal. The Rams wide receiver Demarcus Robinson re-signed on a 1-year deal worth of $5 million. Tight end Colby Parkinson signed a 3-year, $22.5 million deal that includes $15.5 million guaranteed. Offensive guard Kevin Dotson re-signed on a 3-year deal worth up to $48 million with $32 million guaranteed. Offensive guard Jonah Jackson signed a 3-year, $51 million deal that includes $34 million guaranteed. Cornerback Darius Williams signed a 3-year, $22.5 million deal that has a max value of $30 million. The San Francisco 49ers quarterback Brandon Allen re-signed to a free agent deal. Offensive tackle Colton McKivitz signed a 1-year, $7 million extension, keeping him under contract through the 2025 season. Edge rusher Leonard Floyd signed a 2-year, $20 million deal that that's worth up to $24 million and includes $12 million guaranteed in year one. Edge rusher Yetur Gross-Matos signed a two-year $18 million deal. Defensive tackle Malik Collins acquired in a trade with the Houston Texans in exchange for a seventh-round pick, number 232. Defensive tackle Jordan Elliott signed a two-year $10 million deal contract. Defensive lineman Kevin Givens signed a one-year contract. And safety special teams George Odom re-signing on a two-year deal worth up to $10 million. The Seattle Seahawks today acquired quarterback Sam Howell in a trade with the Washington Commanders along with the 2024 and 6th round picks, numbers 102 and 179, in exchange for the 2024 3rd and 5th round picks, numbers 78 and 152. Tight end Ferrell Brown signed to a free agent deal. Tight end Noah Fant re-signed to a two-year, $21 million contract. Offensive tackle George Fant agreed to a free agent deal. I wonder if Noah Fant and George Fant are related. Center Nick Harris signed a free agent deal. And defensive end, here we go, Leonard Williams re-signed on a three-year, $64.5 million contract. Safety Rashawn Jenkins signed a free agent deal as well. Now we're going to get into the NFC East, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to let you guys know right now, this is going to be huge. This is going to be huge. And it's not all about the Eagles. There's one NFC East team, and y'all know who I'm talking about, that really is disappointing a lot of people as we speak. But I have to find out, is George Fant brothers. So let's see. Okay, they're not related. They are not related. So there you go. If anybody was wondering, or maybe it was just me. Washington's made some moves, the Giants, the Eagles, but the one team that has not made many moves in the NFC East will be the Dallas Cowboys. Dallas Cowboys signed linebacker Eric Kendricks. They also signed cornerback Jordan Lewis on a one-year deal, and long snapper Trent Siege on a free agent deal. The New York Football Giants, they signed quarterback Drew Lock on a one-year, $5 million deal with $4.95 million guaranteed. Running back, they also signed running back Devin Singletary on a free agent contract. Wide receiver Isaiah McKenzie on a free agent deal. Offensive tackle Jermaine Illuminor, he signed a two-year deal, $14 million contract. Offensive guard John Runyon signed a free agent deal. And then their edge rusher, Brian Burns, acquired in a trade with the Panthers along with the 2024 fifth-round pick, number 166, in exchange for 2024 second- and fifth-round picks, number 39 and 141, and a 2025 conditional fifth-rounder. Burns signed a new five-year deal with the Giants worth up to $150 million with 7.6. With 76 million fully guaranteed at signing. All right. And then the Giants also signed cornerback Jalen Mills to a free agent deal. For the Washington Commanders, they signed quarterback Marcus Mariota on a one-year deal, $6 million contract worth up to $10 million with incentives. Running back Austin Eckler signed a two-year deal worth up to $11.43 million. Eckler receives a $3 million signing bonus and a $4.82 million a year in year one of his contract. Tight end Zach Ertz signed a one-year deal worth up to $5 million. Guard Nick Allegretti signed a three-year, $16 million deal. Center Tyler Badaz signed a three-year, $30 million contract. Edge rusher Durance Armstrong signed a three-year deal worth up to $45 million. Edge rusher Clelin Ferrell signed a one-year $3.75 million deal with $3.05 million guaranteed. Edge rusher F.A. Obada re-signed on a free agent deal. Linebacker Frankie Love signed a three-year deal, $36 million. Linebacker Bobby Wagner signed a one-year deal worth up to $8.5 million with $6 million in guarantees. Safety Jeremy Chin signed a one-year $4.105 million deal with $3.495 million guaranteed. Kicker Brandon McManus signed a one-year deal, $3.6 million contract. Long snapper Tyler Ott signed a three-year deal. So, you know, Washington's making some moves. The Giants are making some good moves on defense. Cowboys not really doing much. And now we get on to the Philadelphia Eagles. Running back Saquon Barkley signed a three-year $37.75 million contract with $25.5 million fully guaranteed at signing. Wide receiver Devontae Parker agreed to a one-year deal. Tight end Albert, I'm not going to say it, but we all know who he is, signed to a one-year extension. Offensive guard Landon Dickerson agreed to a four-year $84 million extension that has a max value of $87 million and includes $50 million guaranteed. Dickerson was entering the final year of his rookie contract. Edge rusher Brandon Graham re-signed on a one-year deal. Edge rusher Bryce Huff signed a three-year deal, $51.1 million contract. Linebacker Zach Bond agreed to a one-year deal. Linebacker Julian Okwara signed to a free agent contract. Cornerback C.J. Gardner-Johnson signed a three-year deal worth up to $33 million. Welcome back. Kicker Jake Elliott agreed to terms on a four-year $24 million extension that includes a $14.2 million guarantee. Elliott was entering the final year of his contract. Punter Brandon Mann agreed to a one-year extension. Long snapper Rick Lovato agreed to terms on a two-year extension. So that's what we have there as far as, you know, all the moves and everything that's been going on. And actually, there's actually some news right now for the Philadelphia Eagles. Former Bucs linebacker Devin White is signing a one-year deal worth up to $7.5 million with the Philadelphia Eagles. So the Philadelphia Eagles just added another linebacker in there. So for quite a while, the Philadelphia Eagles have been interested in Devin White. And now they get him. So, congratulations, man. Congratulations. The All-Pro linebacker is coming to Philly. This is huge. I kind of always wanted him in there. I kind of always wanted him. That's great. I mean, you know, there's still the draft. You know, you still got the draft. You got plenty of things to look forward to still, you know, the rest of free agency and stuff like that. So it's going to be very good. It's going to be very good. Don't forget, we still got N'Kobe Dean. We have Nolan Smith. So it was a pretty good addition for a very young linebacker group. I love this move. I do. I love this move very much. I still want them to add another safety, another corner or two. Maybe another linebacker. We'll see. Now you're looking at. You're looking at Devin White, right? N'Kobe Dean, sometimes Hassan Reddick. Don't know how the new defensive coordinator is going to play things in Philadelphia. But I would assume, right, maybe another linebacker gets added. Maybe a veteran one. We'll see. But, yes, another corner, another safety. Think that line is pretty good. But, you know, Howie loves to add to the D-line. So I would not be surprised if they do. I know they want to add like another wide receiver. They want to add another wide receiver in there, and possibly another running back. You know, we're kind of thin at the running back position right now. You know, Swift left, Penny left. I believe Boston Scott's a free agent this year, which is, you know, it's okay. I think I wouldn't be surprised if they brought him back. So it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what happens there. I could be wrong. Maybe he's still on the Eagles, but at this moment I cannot remember. I know Penny's gone, Swift's gone. They did get Barkley. I thought that was huge. I think that's the biggest Eagles news so far was getting Saquon Barkley. I mean, say C.J. Gardner-Johnson returning after the year he went to the Lions. Now he's returned. He got his bag. He got his money. I love that. I love that for him. And we needed that grit in the backfield. And I know there's talks of Justin Simmons, but now the Justin Simmons talks have kind of died down now. And right, that's the rumors around the league. So it's just a waiting game. But I do believe they're going to add another safety in there. They need it. You got to have two good safeties back there. You got Darius Slay, James Bradbury. That cornerback room is stacked. There's a lot of young guys in that cornerback room with unbreakable potential. And eventually, hopefully, we'll get to see what that potential actually is. But for now, I mean, you know, yeah, it's either maybe you bring back Avante Maddox if you don't like what you see out there, right? But it's going to be interesting to see. As far as running backs go, I just don't know. Like, I don't – where do you go, right? Like, what player are you like, okay, this might work for me? You know what I mean? Like, I just don't know anybody out there right now that – could potentially be that, you know what I mean? Cordell Patterson's available. Maybe the Philadelphia Eagles give him a call, add him into that amazing running back wide receiver room, because he can be another guy that could be like a wide receiver. I don't know if that's what the Eagles want to do, though. You know what I mean? Like, it's one of those situations. I mean, Tyron Smith, he's still available. He's an offensive tackle. Mike Williams, a wide receiver, he's available. Marquise Brown. I think Marquise Brown will be amazing in the slot. He's available. Stephon Gilmore, he's older. I wouldn't take that chance. Chase Young, edge rusher, has been dealing with a lot of injuries. Cameron Curl, he's still got it. If you do want to add to that line, Jadeveon Clowney has said many times he would love to be with the Eagles. I think we can make something work there. But Cameron Curl's great. Julian Blackman, he's 26, another safety. Justin Simmons, he's 30, but he's still got some tread in them tires. Calais Campbell, Trent Brown, Connor Williams is another offensive lineman. Kevin Setzler, another offensive guard. Steven Nelson's a cornerback. I don't think he comes back after the comments he made. Dory Jackson's another cornerback. Christian Fulton, another one. Jordan Fuller, safety, he's still available. Odell Beckham Jr., maybe we add him, and then him and Parker could take, you know, swap, right? J.K. Dobbins, but I'm sure he's looking for somebody to, you know, he wants to start with and it's not healthy. And if he is going to be healthy, it's late in the season or 2025. Tyler Boyd, he's available. Josh Jones, Micah Hyde, still available. Tre'Davious White, another corner. Witherspoon, another one. Like, there's still, like, really good guy, Michael Thomas. Like, there's really, like, there's a lot of good options still out there in free agency, especially on the defensive side. On the offensive side, you're like, I don't know if they'll do this. But I mean, you have the draft, you could trade, right? There's a lot of possibilities right now for the Philadelphia Eagles. Like, offensively, I'm not necessarily too worried about, like, the offensive line. they're going to be good. Like, they're still going to be the best offensive line in football. Trust me, you'll see. Yeah, the wide receivers were good. Yeah, possibly need a third wide receiver. And I'm sure they're going to go out and get that. But at the same time, they're not rushing it. Because at the same time, there's a draft, right? And you did get Devontae Parker. Maybe you bring somebody else in, right? Devontae Parker seems like the Julio Jones of last year. That's what's kind of going to be. So you kind of need, but you do need like a younger, faster guy out there. And also Devontae Parker, he's pretty big. He might not get the separation, but he will catch those contested balls. And I think they wanted another kind of type like Alshon, AJ, that type of build. And Julio. Julio was great with that. Him and Jalen had fun with that last year. And then, I mean, you have that. You have, let me see. As far as running backs go, man, my number one would be, obviously, because I've done it numerous times, Cordell Patterson. I'm bringing him in. Him and Saquon, Kenny Gainwell, possibly Boston Scott, right? My goodness, what a that'd be insane. You still got Dallas Goedert there, of course. Jalen Hurts is a quarterback. He can run, he can pass. That's great. And then you look at the defensive side. I mean, you still got, like I said, you got Darius Slay, James Bradbury. You have some young guys in there. You're getting one that's coming off of suspension, so that's even better because the dude's a stud. Right, you have C.J. Gardner-Johnson, the safety. You still got to add a safety. You have to add a corner. Probably a starting caliber corner. You have to add one more. I will say that at least, because the corner, like I said, the cornerback room is pretty good. I'd draft a linebacker. I would draft Trotter. Everything in my heart. I'm being so serious about that. If you add him into that linebacker room, dude, it's gonna be scary. The Eagles in the future will be very scary. We're talking about N'Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith. We're talking about Trotter, right? That's one of them. And then Hassan Reddick, right? But he plays a mix of linebacker and the edge. And Devin White is another one. Like, dude, like... So... But we'll see. We'll see what happens there. I think the line's pretty solidified. Maybe, I know they're still going to add to the line, but I think the biggest needs right now is a safety and corner. I think they need to figure that out because Darius Slay's coming back. Bradbury's coming back. Now, again, Maddox isn't. So I think Eagles are kind of like, all right, well, we're going to see the market for these corners that are available, and not only free agency but in the draft. And I mean, if we don't like them, we can always bring Maddox back. I mean, they also could bring Maddox back and draft a young nickel, but I don't think you want to take that chance, right? You also did bring back CJ Gardner-Johnson, who's what the Saints has played nickel, so That's another thing. I think he stays at safety. But if there's an injury at nickel and you're not trusting who you have behind your starting nickel, you can always bring CJ down. So I think safety, corner, I think defense overall is the biggest concern right now. Biggest concern. I think that's what should be absolutely 100% focus. That should be the 100% focus is the defense. Sorry about that. MJ had a little cough. But that should be the number one focus. Is the defense. Obviously, and like all the other focuses, like there's still the draft. Like if you don't want to spend all your money on the free agency, you still got the draft. They're going sometime in this offseason, they're going to extend Devontae Smith, which is great. So the Eagles know what they're doing. They got this. They have around $40 million in cap space. The Eagles are set for success. You just have to wait, continue to wait and see what else they add and things of that nature. But it should be fun. It should. Ladies and gentlemen, this is finally the end of the podcast. I appreciate you guys for being patient with me and all that. I wanted to give you guys top to bottom, you know, the signings, the releases, and the trades, things of that nature. I know I haven't done it in years past, but I'm doing better, a lot better mentally. And a lot of more podcasts will be coming very, very soon. I updated the poster for the podcast. Hope you guys like it. Also, I think if, you know, I think Eagles had one of the best free agencies. I say Eagles, Giants, Washington's up there. Let's see, who else? Packers. You can put the Falcons in there if you want. Bears, right? Bears are making tons of moves. The Lions. There's a whole bunch of teams, really, but it just, we'll see, you know. We'll see. The free agency isn't over. The draft isn't over. But once the draft's over, I think we can grade who had the best offseason, right? So we'll see. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. It's going to be real good. And Howie just keeps getting you. Howie Roseman keeps getting you. All right. I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. And ladies and gentlemen, this is the Mark Cologne. And I will see you guys next week. Goodbye.